Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, hi. Could you please connect Kamlesh Kotak?
Just a minute.
Sure.
Hello.
Hello, sir. I was already answered when I called on this number.
Yeah.
43435.
Yeah, yeah. So now that's my number.
Okay, sure. So please hold the line. So I'll connect the management line. And
yeah, this line is clear for you?
Yes, sir, it's absolutely clear.
Okay.
Can you hear my voice still?
Yeah, yeah, that's clear.
Sure. Please hold, I'll connect the management.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jairam Vardaraj.
Sir, we have Mr. Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Markets Securities Limited connected now. We are in the backup call. We are waiting for the participants to join in. I just wanted to test the line if you are able to hear me properly.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, but the voice is a little low. If you can come a little close to the mic when we address the participant.
Well, if I come any closer, then I'll be eating the mic.
Okay. So I will make the adjustment from here, sir. Let me just increase the gain from here,
okay.
The volume from here. I think this is absolutely fine. If you can just do a check.
Yeah, this sounds good.
Yeah, this is much better, sir.
Okay.
So, Mr. Kotak, can you hear the management line?
Hello. Hello, Mr. Jai.
Hi, Kamlesh.
Hi, good morning, sir. How are you?
Very well.
Good, sir. Congratulations, sir. Finally, we have got a very good operation performance, and I think we are going in FY17 with a clean set, I guess.
Yeah, well, we're getting cleaner and cleaner.
I think that's the best part of it, I think, and I think investors should be happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. So maybe in a couple of minutes, just we'll start up. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, moderator.
Sir, yes.
Yeah. I forgot your name.
Sir, my name is Vikram.
Vikram, yeah. Okay, just give us 1 minute and then we can start proceedings.
Sure, sir, sure. I'm ready. You can just inform me and I'll start the call.
Yeah, sure.
Kamlesh Kotak.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Vikram. We can start the proceedings, please.
Okay, sure. Right now, I'll mute your line. Transfer in the main call. Introduce and hand the conference over to Mr. Kotak.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, good day and welcome to the LG Equipment Limited 4Q FY16 Earnings Conference Call hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note, this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Market Securities Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Vikram. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Asian Markets, we welcome you all to the 4Q and FY16 earnings conference call of LG Equipments Limited. We have pleasure in inviting Mr. Jairam Reisner, Managing Director of the company, and his team to the call. I now request Mr. Jairam to provide us an overview of the quarterly numbers, and then we shall begin the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kamlesh. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure for me to be with you. I thank you for taking the time off and spending your time with us. As usual, I will take you through the consolidated numbers first at a quarter level compared to the last year's quarter, and then at the annual level compared to last year. At a quarter level, obviously, you've seen the numbers. We've had a reasonably good quarter. Sales has gone up by almost 60 crores, which represents almost an 18% growth in sales. We've been able to improve our contribution at material cost level. It's a function of multiple things: favorable commodity prices, better control over our costs, and also a favorable mix. I can't point to any one specific reason why we've been able to. It's a combination of multiple things. So coincidentally, the EBITDA should have been 486 million, and it is 486 million at a consolidated level. So I don't have to provide you with there's no need to explain. But the thing is, in terms of the constituents, we've had close to 140 million favorable exchange rate during the quarter, and that's been compensated by an unfavorable increase in the fixed cost of 122 million. Now, the primary constituents of this fixed cost increase are in LG in the standalone in India, which is close to about 80 million, of which the biggest element has been legal and consultancy for partly the part payment to Boston Consulting, whom we have retained, and partly is our normal consultancy fees that we pay and legal fees that we pay at different parts. The other big element is the warranty cost. This year, in order to bring a greater focus to the whole element of warranty cost across the world, we have asked all our subsidiaries to debit the parent company for warranty costs incurred by them. In the prior years, this was absorbed by the respective subsidiaries. Now, this has come into the parent company's book, and that is an element of increase in fixed cost in the standalone books. So other than this, there is nothing alarming in terms of an increase in fixed cost. Going to the complete year, our sales has increased by about 7%. So even if you take the net of foreign exchange gain, it's about 8.5%. The EBITDA should have been 139 crores, it is actually 136 crores consolidated. So we are short by about 3.2 crores. And the main elements, positive elements, have been favorable foreign exchange to the extent of about 150, negative on the fixed cost, of which standalone is the main reason, and the second main reason is the US. And manpower cost has also gone up across the board, mainly in the US. there has been a significant increase. That has been compensated by a significant reduction in Italy, in China, in France, and in Australia. So, by and large, there are no major concerns or any trends that are either significantly favorable or significantly unfavorable. So this is a synopsis of the financial performance. I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about the market and what we have been doing in the year, and we hope to continue in the coming year as well. Market in India seems to be picking up. It's started showing some signals, at least on standard sized, small to medium sized capex, not the large projects. The large projects continue to be challenging, nothing significant there. But customers are beginning to make some investments, nothing in terms of new greenfield capacities, but balancing investment to augment existing capacities, to leverage existing capacities, which is a good sign. I'm hoping that it continues into the year. The first 2 months of this year seem to indicate that that trend is continuing, but it's still early days. We need to wait and see. Waterwell was good for the year, for the 3 months of the year, of the past year. It's a little subdued, partly because of some internal issues and partly because of the market. But we're quite confident that the internal issues are well within control and we should come back. So we need to wait and see how the market responds to it. Again, I don't want to talk about specific numbers on whatever. As far as the rest of the world is concerned, there have been challenges in different parts of the world. But what has been interesting is, in most of the markets, we've been able to show marginal growth. We've had very good growth in the U.S. and good growth in some parts of some products, even in Europe, but the rest of the market is kind of flat. Last year was a year of reflection and action on some of the ventures internationally. We realized that, and I explained this in my previous conference calls as well as during the investor meet. We have taken a decision that China needs a completely fresh approach, and in line with that, we have shrunk the scope of operations there. We continue to be committed to all our customers there. We retain the complete complement of our aftermarket organization and parts and the warehouse for that. We have shrunk our sales organization because we believe we need a completely new strategy, including a new product program, which we have started work on. So somewhere in the future, we will re-enter China, but after having learned the lessons of China, we will have a very thin entry, and once the volumes scale up, we will make a much more bolder presence there. France has been a challenge right from the beginning. We believe that the French market is still good in terms of volume. It is still good in terms of prices and profitability, but we just could not get we didn't have the freedom and flexibility to make the kind of changes required in Bel Air to be able to realize those opportunities in a very profitable manner. So after much effort, we took the hard decision of handing the company over to a court-appointed administrator, and the process of resolving the issues are going on, and hopefully maybe in a month's time we will know what exactly it'll happen. But from a financial obligation point of view, our obligations are complete. We don't have any more fresh obligations as far as Bel Air is concerned. So, and probably in the, once we know the final situation and the transfer of ownership actually happens, we will be taking, just like we at the consol, in the standalone books of the company, we had taken a write down of the value of our investments in China. We will probably do the same thing as far as Bel Air, but that would be done after consulting with the auditors and the authorities in France. So this is part of an ongoing cleanup activity in our company. China and Bel Air were the most significant drains for us. Brazil was the other big one, and the reason for Brazil's drain was the foreign exchange loans that were there in the balance sheet. Last year was spent on correcting that. Now the balance sheet in Brazil is all in local currency. But the market has become quite challenging, so we don't know to what extent those challenges are going to hit us. So we are watching Brazil very carefully in terms of this whole overall process of raising the eliminating the losses that have been caused by the various subsidiaries. So this is going to be an ongoing process. So even as we do that, we are looking at getting more aggressive in certain markets where we've got good traction, India being one. We are already the consulting projects that we are engaged in is moving along quite nicely. We are discovering opportunities as we the assignment is unfolding. So I think we will at the end of the project, while 16-17 will be more of a reorganization consolidation phase, we will see some results of these. But 17-18 will be a good solid year for us to have some solid growth in some of these key markets. So this is in synopsis our financial and our business performance. So I'll be happy to take any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, please press star followed by 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, please press star followed by 1. We have a first question from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats for a good operational performance.
Thank you, Ravi.
Sir, I just wanted to know in the domestic market, you have mentioned that you have seen good growth in the water well business. What are the other segments which have seen growth? And is it a market level growth that we have seen, or is it very specific to LG that we have seen growth here?
Well, like I said, the growth has been across all sectors except the large projects. The large power plants there are no projects in the market. Large steel plants, large cement plants, they're all in kind of a holding pattern. So other than that, we have grown across the board. Now, is it an LG specific growth or an industry growth? I'm not able to tell. I mean, you can tell me by talking to the other guys, because they won't talk to me.
Sure, sir.
Yeah.
What about new products? I mean, has this growth incrementally, has it come from new products like oil speed screw compressors? What would be the growth in those segments and centrifugal compressors? And what proportion of the revenue would be these products? Okay, even a ballpark figure would do fine, if you can.
Our growth over the last 1.5 years has been primarily powered by the fact that we've got a lot of new products in. If you look at it, we not only introduced new products which we didn't have before, like oil-free or centrifugal, but we also significantly upgraded our entire product platform. Now, It's difficult for me to say which, I mean, the whole thing has happened, so it's very difficult for me to say. If I have to venture something, what percentage of our growth has come from products that we did not have that we've introduced this year, I would probably say about 25-30%.
Okay. It's a pretty large number. So this 25-30% would be because of...
No, no, 25-30% of the growth, Ravi.
Of the growth.
Yeah.
Has come from new product launches. And this margin, we have seen good margin expansion also.
Yeah.
Is it because of after because of increase in after-sales service also, which would have...
No, after-sales has been kind of flat. I mean, marginal growth, nothing significant. See, if you look at it, commodity prices are at the lowest. Where at the lowest in 15, 16, yeah? So obviously we gained from that. In addition, we have done significant amount of either resourcing our supply chain or engineering changes for consolidation. Those are all small, small things. It was a multi... I wouldn't say it's one big thing that happened. This is at a variable cost level. At a fixed cost level, I think the team has done a great job keeping the costs under control, commensurate with the size of the business and the size of the opportunity. Yeah, so if you look at it, our fixed cost has been almost at, in fact, lower than last year, lower than 14, 15. So there's been a good cost control. So it's a combination of these two.
Okay, understood. And sir, this one is regarding Belair. We have actually filed with the for missing with the court.
Yeah.
What would be the what has been the revenue and the loss level in FY16 for full year for Belair, and what can, what proportion of the cost you have mentioned that there will be no future liability going forward. Won't there be any liabilities related to employee costs, etc., pension liabilities, etc.?
No.
And what
those
is
are all. Those are all the liabilities. Okay, let me finish the question. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what would be the proportion of cost? What would be the fixed cost that we would be incurring going forward? Is there any that we would be having? And the revenue and the loss level below last year.
See, the revenue is in the neighborhood of about between 45 to 50 crores is the top line. Yeah.
Okay.
And the bottom line has been about 4 to 4.5 crores has been the loss. Yeah. So right now 4.5 crores is going to, in the current year, 4.5 crores would be added to our bottom line.
Okay.
Now there is absolutely no liability because we have given an undertaking to the court that we don't make any claims for the amount of money that we have spent in the past 7 years in the company. We have given them an undertaking. So that puts us in a very favorable situation. And as far as the process is concerned, we don't have any more liability. The court-appointed administrator will make, put in all the efforts to find a way to see how employment and the employees financial are protected.
Okay. And what would be the potential quantum of write-off similar to what we have, write-down of investments, what we have taken to China, would possibly there for Belair?
Belair would be in the neighborhood of about 45-50 crores. But they are all cash neutral. These are expenses that have already gone to
Exactly, understood. And for China, can you give me the similar revenue and...
Well, China would be a 10 crore bottom line. And the top line was about 15 crores. 15 to 18 crores.
15 to 18 crores of revenue and 10 crore at a loss.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thanks. Thanks for taking my questions.
Thank you, Mr. Swaminathan. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star followed by one now. We have a next question from the line of Manish Goyal from Enam Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, very good morning, sir, and congratulations on very good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you, Manish. How are you?
Great, sir. Thank you so much. Sir, just to get a sense on, you in your opening remarks, you said revenue mix was one of the reasons for the better margins. So can you elaborate a little more on that, and how do you see this going forward?
See, like I said, the project business that went into, that goes into power, steel, they're all tendered L1 kind of a thing, where normally the margins are pretty low.
Okay.
That kind of, that was not in the mix at all. These were all one-off, primarily one-off kind of products that we sold, where it's, you know, the margins are better.
Okay. So out of, say, currently of, for the full year, how much would be, say, project-driven revenues, roughly, just to get a sense that now it's at probably the lowest level?
It's probably not more than about 15 to 20 crores.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah. And would Waterwell have been significantly contributed to the growth, sir?
No.
Not really.
There has been a contribution, but I wouldn't, unlike the past, it is not a one-horse race for us in LG anymore.
And how has been the trend in the first 2 months, sir, for Waterwell?
First 2 months has been not so good.
Okay. And sir, on railways, are we seeing any traction building up now?
In railways?
Yeah.
No, it's, railways had a marginal growth last year, but in, there is a lot of talk about investment, there's a lot of talk about new projects, but nothing significant has happened on the ground yet.
And so, sir, largely our compressors go for locomotives, so are we in talks with the two new factories which are set up by GE and Alstom as to we can probably look to tie up for the supplies for compressors for locomotives?
Well, it is possible. We are in touch with them, but I think in the especially GE and probably in phase one, they will go with their current supplier, because in phase one, probably most of it will be in CKD. So as the compulsion for indigenization happens, then we will be in the race. Because homologation of a safety equipment like compressor, which is used for braking, it takes time. So they will probably, like what even the government did when they, when DLW first signed up with EMD for making the new generation of high horsepower locomotives, the compressors in the phase one came from a US supplier.
Okay.
And subsequently, we were invited to develop the machine, which we have developed now. And bulk of the share is now with us. So a similar thing will happen. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, on the warranty thing, what you mentioned, which now subsidiaries will debit the parent. So is it a significant amount?
No, it's not. It's not. It is about 1.6 crores.
Okay. But ideally, anyways, on a consolidated level, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Okay. And sir, on the overseas, if you can give some light as to going forward, how do we see US markets, number one, number two, Rotair, we had lost one large account, and how it's been shaping up, number two, and third, on the Middle East and Southeast Asia operations.
Okay. The US, there are two aspects to US, the standalone America, which is the non-patents business, that has grown quite significantly for us, and whether we'll be able to post the same percentage of profit in the coming, same percentage of increase in revenue this year is difficult to tell, because we had close to about 35-40% increase in revenue, and sustaining that is quite difficult. So, but we will grow, but it will be a much more subdued growth. As far as patents is concerned, we are still kind of recovering from the problems that we had in the past. But I think I believe the worst is out of our way. We are hoping to see much better performance in the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Middle East is concerned, we had a very flat last 2 years, primarily driven by the oil prices, but there is increased activity in non-oil segments, and we are quite confident that we will come back up this year. Southeast Asia has done marginally better than the previous year. Australia, Indonesia and Malaysia have all improved, so have Philippines and Vietnam. So there are some positive trends there. So I expect all these regions to be doing better than last year.
Okay. And
you asked me about Rotair.
Right.
Rotair profitability in terms of profitability is better than the previous year. In spite of losing close to 4 million euro in revenue, they've been able to maintain both the quantum of profit, therefore the margins have been, profitability has been good. Like Southeast Asia and Middle East, they've hit the bottom, so they're going to come back up. In our machines, the LG machines which are sold, the industrial machines, we've had some very, very encouraging growth there, and that will continue.
Okay. And sir, in domestic, in the current year, the momentum what we have seen in Q4, can we look forward to similar momentum for the entire year going forward, sir?
The indications of first 2 months, at least for India is concerned, seems to be like that, Manish.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not holding my breath on that one. Yeah.
And on the competition intensity continues to be elevated level?
Competition is not going to sleep on us. You need to ask them how they are doing and tell us, and then tell me.
Sure. And last question on the capex and the debt part. So, any significant capex for current year, sir?
Oh, you mean 15-16 or for 16-17?
So, how much we did in FY16 and how much we are planning for FY17?
In 15-16, the total expenditure was about 22 crores. And in 16-17, we'll probably do that or maybe lower.
Okay. On the debt part now, we have been gradually reducing it. So how do we see?
Right now, our net debt is about 210.
I think a little higher than that.
No, net debt.
Net, okay.
Because we have some cash in ATS.
Oh, acha, okay. So this should ideally, because seeing a strong cash flows in the current year, so we look forward to further reduction by how much, sir?
Well, our plan, like I announced a couple of meetings ago, our plan is to completely wipe out the debt by March 2018, and I think we are well on our way. That is based on flat performance, which is if the performance continues to sustain at the current level of trajectory, we'll probably be able to close it even earlier.
Oh, okay. Quite
but the point here is, we are carrying debt at very low cost. So if you look at our interest cost on our P&L, it's a very low cost. And if you look at what is the debt that we are carrying for working capital, it's probably around 60 or 65 crores. And our reduction in working capital in the year in 15-16 has been admirable, and the team has done a fantastic job on that, both on receivables and inventory. We still believe there are more opportunities, especially in specific global operations, which we will continue to drive this year as well.
Sure. And last question on the foundry side, sir. We were looking to also probably look to increase capacity with converting some forged material to the cast products. So how is the process journey over there, and what's the utilization at the foundry level we are looking at, sir?
We are progressively increasing our capacity in spite of the markets being flat, and the reason we are able to do that is to convert some of our material and our processes to our foundry operations. Right now we are about at around 180 to 200 tons a month level. We think it will go up by another 10%. So it's almost kind of break even. It's not sucking any money, but it's not in order for us to, if we do start doing 250 tons and then we start contributing to the return of the capital, and at 250 tons we'll probably get our money back in 6.5 years.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you so much for all the answers, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Goyal. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, please press star followed by one now. We have a next question from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers.
Thank you, Vipul.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what will be our total cumulative investment in China, sir?
I think the total is that we have is about 55-60 crores is what is the total investment.
So, like France, it will also means 100% of that will be written off? Means
we have already taken a provision. If you see our standalone results, we have already written that thing off below the line.
I see. That 55 crore. Roughly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. And in China, means if you can throw some more light, means what is the problem? Means there was some local sourcing norms which hit us, or
No, not at all. I mean, we have all the freedom in China. I don't think there are any problems.
So what was the main reason behind not so good results in China?
Yeah. See, when we entered China, we did a complete market survey in terms of the competitors, their price points, and what the market will expect from us. So our products, if you study them in comparison with the competitors, our performance of our products is at the highest standard. We are not a low end player.
Okay, sir.
So our strategy in China was to have performance of compressors at the highest end of the pyramid and pricing at the tier 3 level. So that was our strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we entered the market and when we started engaging with distributors, their expectation in order to promote our machine was a further reduction of another 20% in pricing.
Okay.
Now, we tried all kinds of engineering to see whether we can hit that 20%. It was not possible. Right? We also tried to bring value-based sales plans, which were not possible. Right?
Okay.
So, and to be honest, internally we had a lot of leadership challenges in China. We just couldn't find one leader who could take the business and run. Right? So finally we decided, on one hand, we have a competitive situation in terms of our price versus performance. On the other hand, we have a leadership issue which is not able to drive it through. So we said, we have to step back, resolve. We can't be conducting business with both these issues on hand. So we said, first we'll try and resolve the competitive situation. We've gone back to the drawing board in terms of developing products. We are confident that we will come up with a solution soon.
So, as and when we launch new products in China,
yeah.
Will it require further capex, sir? Or
No. Our strategy is to sell from India.
Okay.
With just warehousing of our products. Once a certain traction builds up and we are confident about that traction in a sustained manner, then we will look at going back into local assembly.
Okay. So we'll just secure the orders and supply it from India, if I have understood correctly.
Right. Like what we are doing in Italy, like what we are doing in America, like what we are doing in Middle East, Brazil, everywhere.
Okay, sir. And regarding your debt, if I understood correctly, you said 150 crore is working capital and 60 crore is rest, or is it other way around?
The other way around. 60 is working capital.
60 is, okay. And that we hope to eliminate by March 18, right?
The total 210, we hope that we by March 18 we will be able to eliminate it.
And we'll undertake further capex only after we become the first debt-free? Is it the...
No. I don't think we can put down any condition like that. Like I said in the past calls, our propensity to make acquisitions right now is very low. We don't want to do it. But if there are opportunities that come where we are 100% sure of the kind that... based on the lessons that we have learned so far in all our acquisitions, if we are able to get any, we will do it. But it will be highly, highly selective. So our capex, normal capex, will continue. For the level of our current level of sales, it will be hardly anything. If the market start turning, then we are justified in increasing that capex. That will be driven by the market need. So, you know, it's a self-moderating kind of a capex program.
Okay. So what should be the roughly the capacity utilization? Of course, you must have different products. So, but
very difficult to tell because we're using.
If you can put any numbers so that.
We don't need to do any major capacity increase, major investment for capacity for another 30%, 35% growth.
Oh, so okay. Means with same facility we can have 30% more growth.
Yeah.
Without any major meaningful capex, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, please press star followed by one now. Participants who wish to ask any question, please press star followed by one.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Kandish here, sir. Just wanted to have some updates. How much of our revenue would be from after sales and spares, sir, for this year and last year, if you can help us?
It's pretty much flat, Kamlesh, at around 23% to 24%.
Okay. And secondly, sir, you touched upon some internal issues. So anything that you can highlight on that in terms of this?
Which internal, in the water well?
No, you said there was some issue internally, that's what I think.
We had bought a component from a supplier in the US which had some issues in the market.
Okay.
So we had to go and change that component. So, that has been done. So.
Okay, alright. Okay,
so in the interim, we had to kind of put a hold on, you know, so that was an internal issue.
Okay. Right, sir. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of, follow-on question from the line of Manish Goyal from Enam Holdings. Please go ahead. Just wanted to get the U.S. subsidiary revenue number, and is it profitable at the net level now?
It's almost breaking even. I don't have a number. Sales.
Revenue number, sir? I think we were guiding.
Revenue is about. Let me see, it's all in million. 200 and. sorry. The total patents and LG USA put together is about 226 crores.
226 crores. Okay, because what I recollect is that at US LG subsidiary, we were probably looking at a $5 million revenue. Okay, so the LG US has broken even and patents is profitable.
Okay. So net, there has been a significant drop in the losses.
So you are trying to say US as a whole last year was incurring losses.
US as a whole was incurring a loss in 14-15, yes.
Okay. So this year it is net profitable now.
Yes, marginally.
Okay. And sir, just on the US now, we have done restructuring. I think on the only piece which probably have uncertainty is on the Brazil front. So Brazil in FY16 would have incurred losses post because now translation would not be significant because we have converted to local currency debt. So operationally also it has faced headwinds, sir?
No. Operationally last year it was profitable. It was the exchange risk, exchange rate that caused the losses the whole of last year and the year before. Both the years we were operationally profitable. Now, we have fixed all this. So this year there won't be any foreign exchange related losses. But the headwinds have kicked in the last 2 months. Because of all the political uncertainty there, a lot of people are just waiting and watching. So we need to see what will be the consequence of the Olympics coming in, if there are any political changes that happen. But fundamentally, the country has got very strong economy. So we'll have to wait it up.
Okay, sir. So as a whole, basically, broadly, if I look at the compressor numbers and if I try to remove the standalone compressor revenues, so what I get is roughly 400 crores of revenues for the overseas compressors, excluding exports from India, and we get a PBIT of roughly 10 crore loss for FY16. So now with, I think this includes some loss of China and France losses as well, which will not repeat in FY17, right, sir?
Yeah.
So at PBIT level, we should be more or less, we can see what 3-4% margin we have seen in quarter 4, that is more or less likely in FY17?
Should be better than that.
Should be better, right. Great, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question, a follow-on question from the line of Mr. Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments.
Sir, can you give the turnover figure for Brazilian subsidiary and operational profit or loss figure for year-ended March 16?
Brazil sales is about 306 million, about 30 crores.
Sorry, 300?
And 6 million.
Okay, this is Indian rupees or
real? Yeah. Rupees.
Okay. And operationally?
We've lost 58 million. 58.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Participants who wish to ask a question at this time, please press star followed by one now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star 1. As there are no further questions, I now like to hand the floor back to Mr. Kamlesh Kotak for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Vikram. On behalf of Asian Markets, we sincerely thank everyone for joining for this call. Special thanks to Mr. Jairam and his team for providing us the opportunity and insight about the company's business and financial performance. With that, we conclude the call. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you, Kamlesh. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Asian Market Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thanks for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.